Hey, I'm Dami, and this is Color. Embarrassed. Completely. Completely embarrassed. As I stood in a room filled with some of the smartest people I've ever known, I was taken apart for my incompetence. You notice that I say my incompetence, and I'm sure you might think, well, what did you expect? You were incompetent. Were you expecting applause? What were you expecting? No? Before you go on and judge me, honey, how about you take a moment to listen to me, okay? So prior to this meeting, I had requested advice on my presentation. So I walked in confidently knowing that my presentation was ready to go. Like, I'm there strolling in like, you know, she got this. It was only in the moment of my embarrassment that I realized the advice fell short. I mean, significantly short. Now, on a side note, be careful who you take advice from. Always be careful of that, because that could make or break you. So at this point, when I'm feeling embarrassed by the work that I've done that is just really no good, do I then redirect the blame? Do I explain my reasoning? Or do I just take responsibility for the work that I've presented? Now, if you chose anything but taking responsibility, this episode is for you, honey. Whenever things fail or crumble and you are a part of the mix, never, ever redirect responsibility, okay? Never, ever redirect responsibility. The moment you do so, you release ownership of power. Any person that cannot take offenses, disappointments, and the things that are so sour that come with greatness, you are releasing power to the next person. That is the wrong thing to do, right? But when you take responsibility, you retain the power. Power owns offenses and disappointments. Then one day, one very great day, power takes the praise, okay? So I felt like I was preaching right there. Power takes the praise. Let's review a few instances. So you book a meeting for 9 a.m., you arrive at 8:55 a.m., and you're ready to go, but the person you invited strolls in at 9:20 a.m. He's late and apologizes with a million excuses. The next time you're told to hold a meeting with him, you have the responsibility of figuring out how the meeting will be better managed to avoid delay. You have the responsibility of doing that. It's not on him. The responsibility is not on him, even though he is likely to be late again. The responsibility rests solely on you. That is how you retain power. Okay, let's take another instance. You're a member of a larger team and you are assigned Project Z. Every other member of the larger team has been assigned Projects A to Y. Since your aspect is just Z, should you focus on just making sure that Z is done excellently well? Or is it part of your responsibility to look at Projects A to Y? I'm giving you a moment to think about that. Okay, time's up. It is your responsibility. Now, this is not saying go ahead and do the work for them, but it's saying that go ahead and figure out what the gaps might be. Help them, assist them, guide them in their thought process. What do you need help with? What are you missing out on? Is there anything from my end that I could do to support you? That is you retaining power, okay? This mentality of responsibility retains power and showcases leadership. You're welcome. Till next episode. Bye. Hey, don't leave. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Brand New Thing. Okay? Okay? All right. One time where I'm like,